Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
Go down with me. We didn't even read this, but look at verse 11 of chapter 2. This is what Paul said to these people. He said, "Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh." Go down to verse 12. Paul says it again. "Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Somebody in this place say amen to that.
It's so good to welcome you to the Friday edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. This Bible-based preaching is going to bless you and maybe a friend. Maybe there's someone you're thinking of right now that you need to text an invitation to listen along with you. Again, today's message is called The Rich Mercy of God. And as we study God's Word together, Dr. Don would want me to remind you we are standing not just to have a presentation, but a conversation. Let's talk. Keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. Or if you'd like to talk with someone, old school, yes, we're taking your calls right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with and for you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
I want you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to listen to something that is remarkable. You're going to need to see this in God's Word. In Ephesians and the second chapter, Ephesians chapter 2, one of the most powerful passages in all of Scripture. And I want to speak to you for a few moments on the rich mercy of God. And the bottom line is I'm going to be asking you whether you would give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may look at me today and say to me, "Pastor, but you seem to not understand. I'm not in prison." The Bible tells us that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are in shackles because of our sin. And you can be set free today. So it is, I want you to know today about the rich mercy of God. That's what happened to me. Mercy found me. God is the God of mercy, which means none of us deserve the love of God. That's God's grace. It's His unmerited favor. And when you look at Ephesians chapter 2 with me today, I want to just show you a couple of things here that are incredible. So I'm going to read to you the first 7 verses, and then I want to just very briefly put this into context. This is what Paul says. He says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and in your sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in all those who are disobedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and so raised up with Him and seated us with Him in heavenly places in and through the Lord Jesus Christ." During these days, I've been asked so many questions as we've tried to work through a series entitled Real Issues. One question that I was asked and continue to be asked is very simply this: how much sin is too much sin for God to forgive? How much sin is too much sin for God to forgive? Now, we've just come out of an environment where that is a very real question. We were in one facility where the majority of people were there for life. The majority of those people potentially will never see the outside of a prison wall. How much sin is too much for God to forgive? Is there someone today that your sin is weighing you down to the point at which not only are you battling to come to grips with the fact that God wants to and God has and God will forgive you completely, utterly, and entirely, but furthermore, you are battling so much to forgive yourself? I want to point you to the rich mercy of God. Now, every person ever born deserves to be valued and to be loved and to be respected, but every person born according to the Scripture does not deserve to be loved by a holy and a righteous God. Together with Mirror Image, I was privileged to attend a church in Dallas, Texas. The pastor of that church really blessed my heart. It was a wonderful treat for me to be able to sit and to listen as God fed my heart through His Word. And one of the things that the pastor said to that congregation in Dallas is that the holiness of God is accentuated by the fact that the only attribute of God that is spoken of in threes is His holiness. God is love, but you don't read about the love, love, love of God. God is faithful, but you don't read about the faithful, faithful, faithful God. But when it comes to His holiness, even the myriads of angels who surround His throne bow their heads and bend their knees in His presence and cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Why? Because He is rich in mercy. And so we would go into prisons all across the country, and Mirror Image were just so incredible in their ministry. Folks, as they sang these songs and as they danced, you could feel it. You could feel the power of God come down upon those prison yards. You knew that God was in the room. He was in the house, and He was turning one prison yard and upon another into His tabernacle. And we found ourselves in the presence of a holy and righteous God who, according to Ephesians chapter 2, is rich in mercy. And that little word rich, by the way, defines the over super abundance of the mercy of God. It places God's mercy at the very highest level of value, to the point at which there is nothing that can ever exceed the richness of the way in which God loves you and He loves me, despite our sin. And so I, together with these students, would find some resigned to the fact of their helplessness. I found so many who were restless in their circumstances. There were so many who were hostile in their anger. We went into one facility in the great state of Texas, and we were there twice in the same facility. Our students will tell you it was uncomfortable. It was very hot, extremely. There was no air conditioning. They had big fans that were making a noise. And to add to all of that, the inmates were hostile. You could feel it. They agitated. They moved around. They were using four-letter words. In one section, when I got up to speak, every time I said something, one of the mockers in the crowd would repeat what I would say in a mocking kind of way. And you could feel the resistance. We were there twice. We were there for an entire morning. 5-6 hours we were in this sewer pot. You couldn't breathe. And God showed up. When I looked out across those groups and said, "I want to invite you to give your heart to Jesus," you could feel the resistance in the room. And as I looked, inmates were raising their hand only this far, just in case someone sitting next to them would see them and mock them and belittle them. And some of them were just doing this to make sure that I could see, but nobody else could. And the power of God began to break the shackles and to set the prisoners free. And as we were leaving the facility, walking down a long prison yard in the inner side of this major prison, razor wire everywhere, one of the top officials, in fact, the principal of the prison school, came running up to a whole group of us who were exiting the prison and stopped us. And I looked at him and I said to him, "Thank you so much for having us, for allowing us to come." He said, "Oh no," he said, "I need to tell you something." And this top prison official gathered the group around him and he said, "You see all those young people that you've just been telling about Jesus?" And we all nodded. He said, "I was one of them." He said, "I spent 26 months in prison, just like them. I was angry and hostile." And then he said, the most incredible thing I have ever heard. I even put this out on my Twitter account. It impacted my life so much. He said to us, he said, "Young people, let me tell you, those who mock today will one day get on their knees and thank God that you came to tell them about Jesus." Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus? Do you know Him? Once having presented the gospel, once having seen the power of the movement of God, once having sung about the rich mercy of God, I need to say something to them before we leave. Do you know, if you will beg my pardon, the hell hole that they live in, folks? There is no other word. It's a living hell. H-E-double-L. There is no nice word. And many of these people that we minister to, it's one thing to be in a prison gymnasium or courtyard and to encounter the rich mercy of God, but what do they do when they go back from whence they came? And that's why this passage grabbed my attention in verse 1, "you who were past dead." Verse 2, "you once walked." Go down with me, we didn't even read this, but look at verse 11 of chapter 2. This is what Paul said to these people. He said, "Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh." Go down to verse 12. Paul says it again. "Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Somebody in this place, say amen to that. Woo!
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and there's so much more to come in this rich mercy of God message from Dr. Wilton. But you know, there's a lot to come from Dr. Wilton every single day. I want to encourage you to consider getting the email from Dr. Don. It goes out about 5:45 every morning with a wonderful bit of insight, information, and inspiration, all from God's Word. It's called the Daily Encouraging Word email. You can just text the word "daily" right now to 30500 and do a quick sign up. That's "daily" to 30500. Text us, we'll send you a link and sign you up so you're ready by tomorrow receiving these great insights from Dr. Wilton. Or if you'd rather have a physical copy, give us a call. It's free for the asking. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to put this daily encouraging word in your hands. We send it out physically as a quarterly or, again, in your email every single day. More details online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton on the rich mercy of God.
Paul here is describing the significance of the rich mercy of God. That's what he's saying. He's saying, now you've met Jesus. Now you've taken hold of the rich mercy of God, things are different now. You can never be the same again. You've received the abundant life of Christ, and your life has changed forever. For greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Such is the rich mercy of God. And He gives two awful things to remember. He tells them that before You received the rich mercy of God. Number one, you were dead in your sins. That's what verse 1 is all about. You were dead. You're dead. You don't know Jesus. You're dead. There's no such thing as a sort of knowing Him. You cannot be born into it. There's no family plan for salvation. You either know the Lord Jesus Christ or you don't. He's either your Savior and Lord or He isn't. And if you do not know Jesus Christ, Paul is reminding these people who have come to accept the rich mercy of God that they were dead in their sins. Why were they dead in their sins? He tells us. Number one, because they followed the ways of the world in verse 2. And number two, because they lived among the disobedient. Now, he uses two words here to describe spiritual deadness. Number one, the ways of the world. You know what that means, don't you? It's an acid test. If you have never received the rich mercy of God, your whole life is characterized by these two features of life without Christ. Number one, you will follow the ways of the world. And number two, you are living among the disobedient. That's what Paul says here in this passage. What are the ways of the world? The ways of the world are anything that pertains to everything that contradicts who God is. And if you find yourself gravitating toward the world, the Bible says you are dead in your trespasses and sins. So hard for us Americans to understand that, because by and large we are a very good people. But God's word is very clear about the great divide between knowing Him and not knowing Him. He tells us these two awful things. Number one, that without Him, without the rich mercy of God in Christ Jesus, you're dead in your sins. And number two, you were condemned. We went to one particular place where they actually had a courtyard, a court of law in the prison. And at one time, we went to go and use the facilities, some of us. And so the prison officials took us to where we needed to go. And we walked right by the entrance to the judge's court. And there are people sitting out there. I looked through one of the windows and there were two parents, I surmised. A mother and a father and a young man sitting there. Oh, was he dressed up to the hilt. He had on his best Sunday best. He was sitting there and I stood there and I watched him. I knew that he was about to make his appearance before the judge. I just stood there and offered a little prayer, didn't know them. Looked into the faces of two people that I surmised were his parents, anxiously awaiting. Evidently, this young man had transgressed the law. And it was up to that judge to decide whether to keep him inside or to send him home. The Bible says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There's going to come a time, folks, where we're all going to stand before the righteous judge, the one who is holy, holy, holy. You are condemned. And this passage here is so powerful. But God, who is rich in mercy. What a powerful statement. But God, who is rich and mercy. Love what he says in verse 13. But now in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near through the blood of Jesus Christ. There can be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And because Jesus Christ gave his life on a cross, the rich mercy of God in Christ Jesus is made available to all who would repent before him, confess that sin, and come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And he outlines what happens in his mercy. Number one, he acts out his great love in verse 4. That's what God does because he's a God of love. Number two, he makes us alive despite our sin in verse 5. Can you imagine that? We who were once dead in our trespasses and sins are made alive in Christ. Number three, he raises us up and he sits us down. That incredible statement in verse 6 is one of the most unbelievable things that happens to those who are in Christ. We who were once dead, lost, condemned in our trespasses and sins, because Christ has been raised from the dead, we too are raised up because of the rich mercy of God. And once having been raised up in Christ Jesus, we are seated down in the heavenly realms. We are given the same seat as the very Son of the living God, because we've been adopted to be joint heirs with the Father, and we receive all that God has for His own Son. We become the inheritors of all the rich mercy of God because He loves us so much. It's amazing, this rich mercy of God. And number four, He shows us His rich grace. That little statement in verses 7 and 8 is the demonstration of all that God is. Now, folks, watch this as I close this morning. This week, God has demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. I had a young man, and I'll close with this, I had a young man about 17 talk to me just before they led him out back to his cell. He said this to me. He said, Reverend, he said, you talk about love. He said, I know what love is. He said, you know, ever since I've been born, my daddy's been in prison. And I wonder how many dads have spoken love this week. He said to me, Reverend, my father's been in prison all my life. I've had a few conversations, but he never told me that he loved me. And a boy standing right next to him kind of mocked. He said, he said, your daddy never told you he loved you, huh? He said, I don't even know who my daddy is. And then the one who had told me the thing first said, but you told me today that I have a heavenly daddy. He said, I prayed that prayer. And I said to him, son, your heavenly Father loves you. God who is rich in mercy. Do you know Jesus? God who is rich in mercy. We who were once far off, now through the blood of the Lamb, have made peace with God through Jesus Christ, and He is our Heavenly Father. It's time, perhaps, for you. I'm going to invite you to come today, give your life to Christ. Pray to receive Him into your heart and life. Trust Him as your Savior. Confess your sin to Him and repent of that sin. Ask Him. The Bible says that if we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. God will do it for you. He's done it for me. And friend, when He enters your life, you'll never be the same again. The things of this world and the disobedience of this world will be things that you will recognize. But your prayer life will take on a different meaning. Your whole life will change. You'll lay down those things that have held you in bondage. You'll be set free because Jesus takes the shackles completely off from us and He gives to us His life.
That rich mercy is available to you and me. Our pastor has a couple of more thoughts for you, so don't go away. But know this, if you need to talk with somebody, we're here. Not just now, but 24 hours a day at this number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to pray with you and for you, put resources in your hands that will help you grow. And again, before we get away, perhaps the most important thoughts from our pastor are next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin. And I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend,
let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton, or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, these are such special times together. I'm so grateful, my friends, that we can worship together like this through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. And you're such a vital part of all that God's doing. And I just love you. And I want you to know that. You know, this ministry goes on 24 hours round the clock all the time. We want to be involved in your life, and we want to continue to pray for you. You can call us at any time. You can partner with us all the time through prayer and through your giving. We know that you are 100% engaged as we are in sharing God's truth with our searching world. That's what this is all about. We need Jesus, don't we? And God is doing a great work. And I love you today. Thank God for you. Pray for you. God bless you.
Oh, I pray that you would not let this moment pass without sharing your decision, what God's doing in your life, with one of us. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. There's a great deal of buzz online about this Standing in the Cross Currents message from our pastor. Here's more details.
Hello, my dear friends. I want to speak to you personally today, from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. We're living today in a day and age in the crossfire of multiple cross currents that you and I know full well are challenging the very fabric of our faith. We must stand strong in our convictions. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is doing just that. And we are supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in our world for Christ. So please call the number on your screen and request my life-changing message, Standing Strong in the Cross Currents. As a result, you will be empowered and blessed. Thank you for requesting my message. Your financial support enables us to continue to share God's truth with our searching world.
That number one more time is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, we've loved sharing these audio broadcasts all week long, but over the weekend, I hope you'll look for us on Daystar, on TBN, and other television networks to share the video version of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. You can find all the details on our website at theencouragingword.org.